Hi, everyone. Back here inside the UC Health Training Center with Andrew Mason, Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Players are off today, but here we go. The first initial depth chart of the 2015 season released here on Monday. The three of us, we're all looking at it for the first time. We just got this in our hands. We came in here to shoot, to kind of make this feel a little bit more organic. Our reactions here, seeing it right away. And guys, we're going to start with what we've been paying attention to since the offseason, the offensive line. Andrew, from left to right, looks different from what we saw all spring.
Very different. And even though we've seen an offensive line with three guys who've never played a regular season snap before in the NFL in the last 4 days of practice, somehow seeing it here on paper with Matt Paradis at center, Max Garcia at left guard, Tyson Brailo at left tackle, it kind of blows you away a bit, but it tells you that certainly Gary Kubiak is serious when he talks about wanting to get young with this offensive line. Those three guys worked together for the last 4 days. Of course, Tyson Brailo has been the left tackle since OTAs. They obviously like what they've seen. It's early, but you know, I think the fact that you see those guys up there shows the progress they've made and what the coaches believe they can do in the future.
Well, it's different than the offseason program, but it's similar to what we've been seeing over the last week. But Gary Kubiak said, hey, don't read too much into
this.
Right. And we'll see a little bit more here in the first preseason game against Seattle. But some of the major positions that we are watching to see at training camp, the little position battles, we've seen that Max Garcia has emerged over a guy like Ben Garland. And then we've also seen at the center position, Matt Paradis kind of emerge over a guy like Gino Gradkowski, who has the experience.
And certainly, I think with Garcia and Garland, the thing to note there is they're basically at the same level experience-wise. Yeah. Because Garland is still learning how to be an O-lineman, and he played less than 50 snaps on the O-line last year, you know, is he really that much more experienced than Garcia? And Garcia's tenacity, you know, in their battling with guys, I think has really distinguished himself, and that's why, you know, I'm actually not surprised by that. Paradis and Gradkowski, I think that's a really interesting choice right now.
And it'll be a tough challenge right off the bat going into the Hawks' nest up there in Seattle.
Yeah, no kidding. But I think what a great test to start off. Yeah. Not only when you talk about how this group can work together, how can you do it? It doesn't matter if it's the preseason. There will be noise in that building for a first game, a great first test. Looks like we know what we'll see when the Broncos do get the first team out there for what won't be more than a series or two tops. We'll see how Coach Kubiak and the staff decide how many reps they want to get these guys. We will know more about that a little bit later in the week. One more quick thing on offense. Cody Latimer, we heard from him on the podium on Sunday. He's been running around much more than practically anyone else on this roster. Broncos have two wide receivers as the starters for this lineup. That's how they line up. But we know a guy like Cody's going to get a ton of snaps, and he's earned them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the offense is going to move around a lot, but we know that Gary Kubiak, Rick Dennison, those guys like to use a fullback, and we have James Casey in the starting lineup, yep. And maybe that takes a spot away from a wide receiver.
And the other thing with Latimer, you know, the three wide receiver formation isn't going to suddenly magically vanish from this offense. They're going to use some three wide sets. He's going to have his chances, and I think they're going to get creative with finding ways to get Cody out there onto the field. When they were in goal line on Saturday, there he was, running routes and blocking and kind of almost as an extra tight end. You know, one of the reasons the Broncos liked him coming out in 2014 was his blocking acumen on the outside and his willingness to get physical.
Let's move down the list. That was offense. On defense, guys, it is pretty much status quo. No real surprises there. I think what does stand out, however, is you see the rookie, Darius Kilgo, right there behind Sylvester Williams for that big anchor spot in the middle of this defensive line. Kilgo, also a guy, Phil, who's been standing out there in camp.
Yeah, Darius has made an impression. He's been there. He's seen him get the reward on the second team. Mace kind of pointed out, though, earlier that one of the surprises is Marvin Austin all the way back on the fourth team here, but he has been a little bit injured.
Yeah, I mean, and as the cliche goes, you can't make the club in the tub, and certainly he's not getting those chances, but Darius Kilgo is and is playing well. Don't forget with Kilgo as well, he's working at all three spots on the defensive line, so he's shown his versatility. And Vance Walker, another guy with the twos, he's also worked all three spots. He's shown that he can move around. And then another interesting thing, I think, just looking at the cornerbacks down the line, now you've got Lorenzo Doss ahead of Torian Nixon, the two third-day picks, and Curtis Marsh, who's been injured lately, is on the third team along with Tony Carter. I think there may be some movement there down the line, but interesting to see right now.
Yeah, the roster move a few days ago really kind of shed some light on a couple of questions that Joe T. Camillus has heard this training camp so far about, hey, how many specialists do you want to keep on the roster? So let's go right to the returners. We've been asking that question, too. We've saw a couple. Looks like right now Omar Bolden's going to get his shot to see what he can do, again, in that noisy building on Friday.
Well, during the spring, you heard Omar Bolden say, hey, this is a returner spot that I want to keep. I feel like it's my job. And through camp so far, he's done nothing to show that why he shouldn't be. It was a little surprising to see that he was both kick returner and punt returner. But we'll have to see how he proves himself in the preseason.
And that is where the surprise comes, like you said, having him on punt returns. Because on a punt return, on the day they emphasized punt returns in practice, he struggled. But he's going to need experience to get better. And the other thing to consider on the returner role is that Kubiak, in making his roster, he wants someone who is going to contribute elsewhere on the roster. Omar Bolden is a second-teamer at safety, so he's got a role on defense and certainly has a role on other special teams units, whereas Solomon Patton right now is listed a sixth among wide receivers on the depth chart. So I don't know if there's going to be room on the roster to keep a guy who only factors in on returns, and I think that's a big part of the reason why you see Bolden 1 and Patton 2.
Yeah, and Omar also last year showing he can do it. He can do the job, had some long returns both on kickoff and punts. Well, there you go. Again, here it is, the complete list. I know you can't read it from this far away. You can find this list in depth, in detail, the entire thing on DenverBroncos.com. For Andrew and Phil, this has been our immediate reaction to the first depth chart of the season. Thanks for watching. I'm Chris.